Certain viruses are known to trigger cancers. For example, you've probably heard about girls getting a vaccine against HPV to prevent cervical cancer. It's even in TV commercials.
That the right time to protect her is now, because it's about prevention.
That same virus, which is sexually transmitted, or something similar, could be causing some men to get prostate cancer later in life. That's the suspicion of Jonathan Wright. He specializes in bladder and prostate cancers at the UW and Fred Hutchinson Center. He figured if the virus is spreading through the genitals, then men who were circumcised should have fewer cases. That's because circumcision makes it slightly harder for viruses to penetrate the body. He went digging into the records of thousands of Seattle-area men to see if circumcised men are less likely to develop prostate cancer.
And the data we found supported that. Now, it certainly is not proving it, and I'm not calling for widespread circumcision of everyone to help prevent prostate cancer.
He's not wading into the circumcision debate because lots of circumcised men still get prostate cancer. Any difference it makes is pretty small, but it's fresh evidence that infections could be important for this cancer too. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.